lots of movies in the theater, lots of movies you can go and watch, and just lots of different kinds of movies out. And we're going to have a free movie, as I said, for free. But on Friday, we went to the movies, Becky and Grant and I and my dad, and we went to see this movie, Midway. Now, this week at school in the library, the whole time that I've been in the library, I've been talking about being informed. I try to teach us here in morning worship to be informed. Why is it we do certain things in morning worship? Why is it we do communion? Why is it we do certain, why do we celebrate holidays? Why do we do certain traditions in the church and in your home? Why do we do those things? And when there's a holiday, why do you get the day off of school for that? Why is everything closed tomorrow? We need to understand these things, and we need to be informed. And that's important. As Christians, we need to be informed of what's happening around us. If we're praying for our world and praying for each other, we need to know what's happening. So we need to be informed. And so my dad said, you want to go see this movie Midway? And I'll be honest, we don't know a whole lot about that. And I said, what's that about? He said, the Battle of Midway. And I pretended that I knew what he was talking about. I said, oh yeah, we should go see that. It would be a great Veterans Day family activity. Let's do it. So I looked up on my phone. This is on Thursday. I said, Dad, it's playing. This is on Wednesday. I said, it's playing tomorrow, but we can go see it on Friday. Perfect. So when I get to school, I make this class activity. We're going to find out about the Battle of Midway. So before I went to that movie, I'm thinking, wow, it's about the Navy. It's about World War II. Well, certainly my dad should go to that movie. So we're going to go see the movie. And now, no offense, you know, I just like to share my experiences that are happening all around me, but, you know, when Becky and Grant and I go to the movies, it's just a different kind of people, right? I mean, we go see kid-oriented such movies, and, you know, there might be a screaming kid getting up to go to the bathroom, but I just thought it was very interesting. At this movie, God bless, there were lots of, and I figured there'd be lots of veterans, everybody should go and see this, but boy, there were lots of people, older men, parading back and forth, to the bathroom. He kept getting up. And some different noises and coughing going on. It was very distracting. And I kept thinking, okay, that's going to happen to you, Pastor. So just enjoy the noise. And it was just interesting. And so, and I thought, oh, Dad's going to fall asleep. Oh, he's going to fall asleep. But you could fall asleep in that movie. I didn't fall asleep. But the Battle of Midway is certainly a part of World War II. But what was most interesting to me, and I didn't know this, and maybe I did just forgot about it. Maybe I learned it back in seventh grade or in high school and just had forgotten about it. But, you know, the movie began, and I won't give all of it, but this is history, so it's not like it's giving the movie away. But, you know, on the day of the attack of Pearl Harbor, you know what they were doing on the ship? They were setting up for church. And I kept thinking about that scene. That was a really good movie. And I'm really glad that Becky and Grant were able to do that with my dad. It was really a good movie, but we did that together, and I'm thankful for that. But they were setting up for church, and one of the servicemen there had said, and this is the last thing before all the bombing, he said, I have a line setting up these chairs for church. I don't even believe in God. And then, bam, that's when it all went down. They were setting up their chairs on the ship for church on a Sunday. And I just don't know, I keep being reminded of that whole idea and watching that movie, that, and we just know what's going to happen. We've always got to be ready. I mean, just watching that movie, that was just a surprise, really a surprise attack, but not just because it was war, but no one was expecting and prepared for that, and they had to adjust quickly, right? It was just interesting. They were getting ready for church. Yet as we remember our veterans, and just watching that movie and knowing the sacrifices that they made for us and knowing what was about to happen, you know, being in a submarine. I mean, I just never really thought about being in a submarine. That would be scary when people are shooting at you. That would really be scary. So this whole idea of Veterans Day, hopefully we're remembering what they've done always. If you have a chance to go see that movie, you should. It won't be free like tonight's movie, and it probably would be $9.50. So take some popcorn with you. But what a very informative movie. People should probably go see that. I mean, we probably should show this. Well, there is some inappropriate language. But that's how they talk, I guess. But I just was reminded, man, just you think about Pearl Harbor, that no one was ready for that. Anything can happen. God just tells us in his word, we got to be ready. And so this morning, I want us to think about our soldiers, of course, but talking about this kingdom work and his will being done. We're all soldiers right now, walking around trying to do God's work. So our title this morning, A Good Soldier, and that's 2 Timothy 2, 1 through 13, we're going to be looking at. And thank you for praying. My throat is actually getting better. So in the scripture, I want us to look at this. So this is Timothy talking. Remember we looked at last week that Paul was giving Timothy some instructions, and we were going, you know, he was giving Timothy some instructions because Paul was in prison, and that God's work through Jesus, his kingdom work, had to continue. So we're looking in Timothy, and it talks about a living sacrifice. And we talk about heroes. There's heroes walking around, all around, that served our country and been heroic things for people. They're walking all around us. And Jesus, I believe, certainly, even though he didn't know it, was really a hero. And so let's look at chapter 2. It says, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Am I right? In Christ Jesus, yes. Okay, and it says, and the things you have heard me say in the presence may witness and trust your liable men will also be qualified to teach others. So again, if you think about this, again, Jesus' work is done. His kingdom work on earth was done. And he had all these people he was teaching and trying to equip. And Paul was doing that too. He was in prison. He was trying to continue encouraging those who were doing the work that he couldn't do because he was in prison. Okay? So in 2 Timothy, it says, endure hardship with us like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Endure hardship. And watching that movie, Midway, man, there was lots of hardship that they were enduring, but the whole country was enduring hardship. And those that had moms and dads and family that were right in the battle, right, enduring hardship. And thinking about Jesus' journey, what he was going through and what he was trying to accomplish. And again, Paul and then Timothy and the others after Jesus. So be strong. Be strong in Jesus, right? I mean, if you're under attack and something unexpected has happened, I say this all the time, if something unexpectedly happens and we weren't planning for that to happen, we all start calling people and texting people. We need help trying to get people together. But really what we should first do is be strong and cry out to God. And he knows what's happening. He knows what you're going through. So we all have these battles and struggles in our lives on a daily basis that are real to us. Be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. And all these things that we've learned and heard, we're to hold on to those and apply those to our life, especially in difficult times. When you're going through hardship with us, like a soldier, we're going through hardship, what do? We pray and we gather together. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. He wants to please his commanding officer, you know? And again, in watching that movie and any war movie, you know, even though you may not agree, you're doing what you are told to do. Well, just as Christians, as a good soldier of Christ, we're to do what? We're to do what God's word commands us to do. As good soldiers of Christ, we are to listen to God's word and follow God's word and do his will. Well, you have to know it. You have to be in reading his word and being involved in Bible studies. When I read my book, start a young adult, just getting more Bible studies, getting more people involved in reading God's word together, right? So being a good soldier, right? Listening to God. We listen to people in authority. That's what, you know, in the military, in war, if you don't listen to the commanding officer, you might get killed or get a whole bunch of other people killed, right? If you don't listen and do what you're supposed to do. And, you know, they have those messages back, which is one of the things that Dad did, coding and sending messages. Man, if you mess that up, if you misinterpret that and send the wrong message, you might get someone killed. So as good soldiers of Christ Jesus, we're to listen to God and know his word and do as he asks us to do, right? And it talks about competing as an athlete. He does not receive the victor's crown unless he competes according to the rules. Yeah, I mean, think about our veterans and all they went through and what they've done for us. And we think today about as we read God's word, we follow the rules. Are we doing what God would have us to do? And what's awesome, if we don't follow the rules, God still loves us. He forgives us, but he wants us get back on track. It talks about, and it goes on in verse 6, the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this. So, The Lord will give us insight, whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, the battles that we're going through. A lot of us in our church are facing some real life health battles, right? With cancer and continuing to hang on to each other, right? To hang on to our faith and pray, whatever it might be. It says, remember Christ Jesus raised from the dead, descended from David, and this is my gospel for which I am suffering, even to the point of being chained like a criminal, but God's word is not changed. See, that was what Paul's ministry, I mean, his kingdom work was continuing. He was in jail for what he believed in and doing what Jesus pretty much had shown him or taught him to do, but he wants it to continue through Timothy and through all these others. To be a good soldier of Christ, just as we are to be doing today, and basically in 2019, right, as we're here today doing God's work. And as we continue to read on, therefore, endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. So knowing there's a crown for us, right? There's a victory for us. God's already claimed the victory through his son, Jesus, but God tells these, prepared a place for us. You think about war, their victory is, I'm going to get home safe, right? I want to get home to my family, right? And we in our journey here as Christians, we want to see Jesus. Right? We want to get to heaven and be with God who's prepared this awesome, ultimate place for us that he says is just for us. And in verse 11, and if you don't remember or don't mark anything else in your Bible, verses 11 through 13, here's a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. Talking about our suffering and what we endure and go through. That if we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Think about that. When we're not in church, and we're not listening to God, and we're not doing what he asks us to do, he's still faithful to us. He says, I'm still there, not going anywhere. I still love you, because I know you're going to come back. Right? The people, I believe, once they have that seed sown, and had a little bit of Jesus, they realized how much they need him. And as it says here, this Christ Jesus in eternal glory. I mean, being a good soldier, what's that mean? Being a good soldier means listening to God and following his command. Just a good soldier in the military right now, listening to those who are in command. And if they are in command, they're listening to God, hopefully. And they're about to go to battle, hoping they're praying to God, just as we, when we leave this place today, we're going into battle. We're going into a world where we don't know really what we're facing this week. We got a plan, we got an idea of where we're supposed to be, but we're going into battle. And being good soldiers is knowing that God's in control and he has our back and protect us. We just have to believe that. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we disown him, we act like we don't know him and don't live for him. And when it comes to our time, we're like, I don't know what that is. But God's always faithful. Isn't that awesome to know? That God is faithful no matter what. When we think about our country and the freedoms that we have and, you know, everything that we celebrate, we sometimes take that for granted. I hear people say it all the time. We take for granted the freedoms we have in our country. We take for granted what our own family members who are veterans. And I honestly really haven't really learned a whole lot about my dad being a veteran until I've gotten older, you know, and experienced a lot of these things with him, going to the World War II Museum and going to that movie, you know, and we take things for granted, but we take God for granted too. Sometimes we forget that he's the creator of all things, and he sent his son, Jesus, for all of us. And so right here we read this morning about being a good soldier of Christ. What's that mean? Trying our best to do what he asked us to do. To go where he asked us to go. To do what he asked us to do. And be who he asked us to be. I mean, that's what I try to do. Being a good soldier is your kingdom. Being welcoming, right? And making people feel loved. And that they're a part of something. And, you know, we continually see on the news and even on Facebook and through social media, this person that got shot and this person that's in jail, and this person that's missing, and this drug problem that's going on. We keep continuing to hear and see all those things. But there are a lot of good soldiers for Jesus doing good things. I had the opportunity just the other day to take some of the leaders of Lincoln Middle School. We went to Clarksburg United Methodist Church in Clarksburg to Bonnie's bus. And the student council had organized this pink and it raised all this money. Had all these different activities at a football game and a soccer game to raise money for, well, not just for breast cancer, but for cancer awareness. And we went to Bonnie's bus. It was cold out, and the lady, very passionate about what she does at Bonnie's bus. And one of the girls, there was a little emotional about what she was talking about. And the lady said, "Honey, do you know someone has cancer? Is your grandma?" She said, "My grandma's going through, or has gone through cancer." She was able to go to a hospital. And so, wow, we spent all this effort raising this money. Now we're informed of these opportunities, blessings that God gives us. You know, people doing kingdom work, right? Taking care of each other, being welcoming and kind and compassionate and loving. That's what Jesus did. So we talk about our soldiers, we salute you. And we thank you. But as Christians, we're a different kind of soldiers, right? We're following God's name and His name and doing as He's called us to do. And in Romans chapter 12, it talks about living sacrifice. In Romans chapter 12, I just shared this. Romans chapter 12 to finish with this morning, it says, "Therefore I urge you," what's urging? I really encourage you, I want you to do this, okay? In Romans chapter 12, "I urge you, brothers and sisters," that would be all of us, okay? I'm taking this to be all of us. "In view of God's mercy," because God showed mercy on us, He certainly has. God loves us no matter what. "In view of God's mercy," this is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, "offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of the world. Not do what everybody else does, or not do what everybody else tells us to do, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and prove what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." What is God's will? Sacrificing your life and doing what He's called us to do, and being holy and pleasing, not to anyone else, but to God. You know, we think about this word sacrifice, and we immediately think of soldiers and war, and I hope as Christians we immediately think of Jesus who sacrificed His life. But I think it's important that we know that people in our own families, in our own lives, have sacrificed a lot to even to provide for their families. Think about that. So being a good soldier, as it talks about, in God's word, being welcoming and loving and kind. And I didn't share that this morning just to say that I'm welcome. But man, we want people to see that in us. But we hope that someday Jesus, and as we meet Him, God's there, and we get to the gate, God says, "You've been a good soldier. Well done," right? That's all of us. Whether you've been in the military or not, be a good soldier, doing as God has asked us to. And so this morning, you know, we think about all of us are dealing with something. I say that every morning we come here on Sundays. We're all dealing with something. We're going through something. We certainly know someone who is. So as we close our eyes this morning, I just want us to take some time as we close our service to be thankful for our country. Be thankful for our veterans. Be thankful to Jesus, who is the ultimate sacrifice, that we might live and be with Him. Father, we don't do this enough. We don't stop to listen. We don't take the time to be still and know that You are God. No matter what's happening in the world around us, what's happening in our own lives, the battles that we're trying to endure, sometimes You're just knocking at our hearts there. Just slow down. Just be quiet. Just sit still and listen. God, I love this church. Always have. God, I love the people in this church. They've always been welcome and kind and loving to me from the very beginning. But I'm thankful for a God who's welcoming and loving and kind, who sent His Son Jesus to make the ultimate sacrifice. And that I and everybody else in this room, we believe and surrender. We're just trying to be good soldiers, trying to do Your work, Lord, trying to do Your will. Yeah, we mess up, we make mistakes, but God, You still love us. And we are so thankful that God, You love us no matter what. You're a good God, You're a loving God, You're a gracious God, and You're our God. You're the only God. You're our God. So God, help us to be more thankful for the sacrifices that you made for your son Jesus, the sacrifices that Americans have made, soldiers have made, but being thankful for all those that have made sacrifices to make it possible for us to even have food on the table in some cases, to be thankful. We are consumed by our needs. We're overwhelmed by what we want and what we think we need. And we don't spend enough time giving you praise for who you are, Lord. God, help us to be good soldiers, to continue your work here on this earth, to do your will. God, I pray if there's anyone here this morning that's never surrendered their life, you've never given their heart to you, they do that today. Some are thinking of contemplating being baptized today. Make that decision. Or join the church or be a part of ministry, whatever it might be. God, I pray to make that decision with you. Get things right with you and share it with you. We need prayer this morning. We have a battle we just can't face alone. We can't. We can't. We need you. We need our church family. We come for you. God, we love you this morning. God, we praise you this morning. We thank you. Yes. All these things. Our closing hymn.